right now, the only real target we have, at least stated target, is the scholarship initiative, and we're doing well there. Something to think about. As far as the first quarter cash flow, again, the figures show for the first five, the last 5 years for the first quarter. For the first quarter of this fiscal year, we are down nearly $10 million compared to last year at this time. And again, the main reason we believe is a mid-seven-figure estate distribution that we received in that first quarter a year ago. And again, I wanted to mention, have faith, have patience, keep working hard, because we have been over $210 million the last 5 years. Let me now move on to leadership transition. As you know, I'm stepping down. The foundation has been in the process of finding my successor. A few weeks back, they announced that Dr. Tom Farrell, who previously was at the University of Chicago, heading up their development and alumni relations efforts, is going to be succeeding me. Some of you have met Tom. He's a terrific guy. I think he brings great experiences. He's been primarily in private higher education, so this will be a new experience for Tom. He and I have talked about that. Public higher education is a little different than the privates, but he clearly knows what the job is about. He's been a very successful fundraiser, working at such places as Dartmouth, University of Pennsylvania, as well as Chicago. He hails from a small town in just west of Rochester, New York, called Brockport, which and there's a small college about the size of UIS there, SUNY Brockport, which is just north of SUNY Geneseo, which is actually one of our peer institutions here for UIS. But Tom and his wife, I think, will be a great addition to the community, and I'm going to be looking forward to working with him over the next few years. This morning, you approved by vote the appointment of Jeff Lorber, as well as Dan Peterson. Jeff, as you know, is the now newly appointed Vice Chancellor for Development for the Springfield campus, also a Senior Vice President of the Foundation. Jeff comes from us with a very distinguished career in fundraising, most recently at Southern Illinois University. And I know that in recruiting him, Susan Cook and I are very excited about what Jeff will bring. I think he's going to be a tremendous addition not only to this campus but to the university as a whole. Likewise, a tremendous person, someone that Phyllis and I worked very hard in attracting. We had some great candidates, but Dan Peterson, who comes from the Oregon State Foundation, prior to that at the University of Washington, where he's worked with the med school there, and prior to that at Washington State University, comes with a great track record. He's a very personable guy, as is Jeff, and I think I know he's been very well received, so much so that the deans are very excited in working with him, and that's always a real key. And I just want to again thank Susan for and Phyllis for the great work and working together in attracting what I think are going to be two great additions. And both are already working. Jeff started kind of on an interim basis, but full-time, in essence, the 23rd of October, and Dan starts January or December 1st. So, but we're getting them settled, and I'm just delighted with those appointments. So a lot of leadership transition. The foundation's also in the process of hiring a new chief investment officer, the person who will be handling the endowment, and I can report to you that when we just interviewed three finalists last week up in Chicago, we have three outstanding candidates. We've kind of selected one as I've worked with the investment policy committee and Tom Farrell on this, and I really think any one of these candidates will take us to a next level, and so stay tuned on that one. As far as looking to the future, you know, I believe that we have had so many successes over the 13 years that I've been involved, and I know I.